This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama, as you probably know, is in Europe today for what is ostensibly a summit meeting on nuclear security. The real action, however, is on the sidelines, as the diplomats like to say, as Mr. Obama and his counterparts from the G7 get their heads together to figure out next steps vis-a-vis Russia, Crimea, and Vladimir Putin. In a press conference this morning, President Obama once again used his "there will be costs to Russia for this action" line. So we figured now is as good a time as any to look at what those costs might have been so far. Here's Marketplace's Mark Arison.
Russia's key stock index is down nearly 14% this year. That's tens of billions in company value gone. This as the ruble has sunk. Cliff Kupchan of Eurasia Group lays out the sanctions so far.
We sanctioned a number of oligarchs very close to Mr. Putin, but only one company, Bank Russia, which is alleged to run a lot of the Kremlin's money.
A handful of Russian billionaires may not sound like a sweeping move, but it's more than you might think.
It's also every single entity that these individuals own or control.
International lawyer Christopher Swift of Foley and Lardner points out that these oligarchs weave tangled webs.
Because a lot of these individuals operate their business empires through third-party proxies and shell companies in Europe and North America, the scope is much broader than most people assume just looking at this list.
And that's before we get to what else the U.S. and allies could do.
These are the initial stages of what could be a more comprehensive financial isolation campaign.
Juan Zarate is senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Russia had economic trouble well before the crisis in Ukraine.
I think there had already been questions as to the strength of the Russian economy, and then you add to this the uncertainty as to what may come, and I think investors are starting to worry as to what the next stages are.
Which means, says Cliff Kupchan, that even companies not on the list could suffer.
Everybody's now wondering what Russian companies indeed are off limits. Should I consummate a deal with ex-Russian company, or will I be sanctioned?
Harsher sanctions aren't in place yet, but global business leaders are starting to act like they're coming. That means Russia could lose out on deals and investment it needs. I'm Mark Arison for Marketplace.